This episode of Begin the Search was recorded on March 10th, 2020, and I held on to it a little bit longer than I had planned, but here it is, kicking off the birthdays in BTS members for the year, and we really love them and want to celebrate them, so please enjoy the episode, and thank you for listening. Hello, BTS Army. How is everybody? Guess what? It is a day after Yoongi's birthday here in the US. It's March 10th, 2021. And what I really love about being such a big fan of Korean artists is that when we celebrate their birthday, we really get to celebrate them for not just one day, but 2 days, because their birthday begins while it's still a day before their birthday for me in the US. And we really get to celebrate them basically for even a whole month. There are two members that are born in October. Nope, sorry. Two in September and two in December. But other than that, each member has their own month. And so we call it Hobie-wary, right? Instead of February. Hobie-wary. I'm not gonna say it. But there are always a bunch of hashtags in Twitter, and we love to just keep talking about them. So we got to talk about Hobie on his birthday, around his birthday, in the days and weeks leading up to his birthday, and afterward for the whole month. And then we just blended or kind of melted right into March and started celebrating Suga's birthday. It was incredible because, you guys, did you even see some of the things that armies are doing all around the world? Let's get into Twitter for a minute and let's just look up what armies did to celebrate Hobie's birthday and Suga's birthday. It's amazing what people did. And I might not know exactly the part of the world that each thing happened, but basically armies are showing their love for Hobie and Yoongi in ways that are helping others. This is from @SugaLegend. I see a hot air balloon in China that says Happy Suga Day, and then it's got his birthday. Then I see it's some kind of tower. I have no idea if this is something that people can go inside, but it's one of those really long, skinny, needle-like towers. It's purple. It's beautiful. It's got golden lights around the bottom of it, but then going up this tower, I'm guessing that this is something people can go and stand in or walk in. It's huge, way taller than the trees, and I don't know where it is, so again, I apologize. But it says Suga, August D. Got a picture of him, and it's got his birthday. Next we've got, it says Gulliver. I don't know where this is again, but it is a lit up building that says Gulliver, and it's got pictures of Suga all over the front of it. And he looks great, of course. And then we have one that says, Happy Birthday, Min Yoongi. Love from Indonesian Army. And it's got people's names. Oh, and it has like Twitter users and stuff. This is like a banner. I don't know what this is made out of, but it's two armies scuba diving, standing or swimming. I don't know. I can't really tell if I can see the ocean bottom or not, but one of them looks like he's standing. Maybe they both are. And they're underwater with all their gear on, showing this wonderful picture, this gummy smile picture of Yoongi. It says, supported by Haseen Karang Nusantara. Hopefully I'm saying that right. If not, I apologize. But then it has all these names of armies, and they're such pretty names. In Indonesia, all these names are beautiful. There's too many for me to read off, so I'm not going to read them. But people love BTS so much. Obviously, we love them so much. And I'm sure we all wish that we could give things to them. But they don't need things. They've told us before, we don't need things, and we appreciate it, but you've given us so much more love than we could ever receive. Back in the day, people could give them items. They could give them flowers, like at the meet and greets and stuff, at the fan meets. Before BTS were so well known and so well loved, you could actually pay, or I don't know what you had to do to be able to stand in line and walk up and meet them at the table and have however many seconds with each member. You could give them flower crowns or bubbles or a plushie or some kind of doll, you know, a hat, whatever, you could give it to them, but it became too numerous and too much for them. So they felt burdened by it because they felt like they didn't want to hurt us. They didn't want to make us feel bad, but they wrote letters, Jungkook and I believe it was Hobie, and I want to say it was RM too. I'm not sure if all of the members wrote letters. Was it in Weverse or somewhere? They said, we feel so blessed with your love. This is, I'm just I'm not quoting or anything. This is basically the idea of the letters. I can't remember what it was, but it was like, we're not going to be able to use the things that you sent because we just simply don't have enough time and ability to be able to use all the things to put to good use the gifts that you've given us. And although we appreciate every single one, there's no way we're going to be able to implement these items into our lives and use it all, give it a proper attention. So from now on, can you just keep sending your love and help other people? So let me go ahead and search and see what else people did for Hobie's birthday. People did giveaways, mystery gifts and giveaways for Hobie's birthday. But if I were able to do this podcast like half of my time, I could bring so much amazing content for myself because I'm the one who would think it would be amazing. But actually, I would share it with people who maybe don't have all the social medias, people who don't have Weverse or don't have VLive or don't use YouTube or don't have the computer very readily at your, you know, accessible to you, or maybe you don't have very much internet data on your phone. And not every single person is able to spend time in Twitter, which is where a lot of the action happens, which is where we're hearing about stuff. That's where things are getting spread around for like the good that BTS is doing. Things we're hearing about, there are people that are writing articles and interviewing them, and we wouldn't hear about all that or know about that unless we spend time in Twitter. But if you're a person who simply feels like you don't have time for Twitter or you have no use for Twitter, doesn't mean that you hate BTS or you don't want to support them. It just means that you really don't see how you could fit Twitter into your life. And so I would love to have more time to bring this stuff to you guys. But since I'm not able to because I'm working so much, we're just going to have to do with the little snippets that I give you. So I apologize for that. But here at iStayJN, they're in Twitter and they say, stream Hobie's music for his birthday. It's the best gift for everyone. And then it shows the goals. So let me look at the goals. In Spotify, we wanted to reach 80 million listens of Chicken Noodle Soup, 55 million from Ego, 50 million from Disease, 80 million from Daydream, 60 from Just Dance, Boy Meets Evil, 75 million, Mama, the song Mama, 50 million, Hope World, 300 million. And then in YouTube, the goals were Chicken Noodle Soup to reach 225 million views. That's amazing. Ego to have 95 million, Daydream to have 130 million, Airplane to have 55 million, Boy Meets Evil 70 million, and Mama 8.1 million. So you can see some of the songs or some of his work that maybe hasn't been as well known or hasn't been as well loved as some of the other ones by those numbers, but just doing everything we can do to continue showing our love, showing that we love his work, that we love Suga's work as well, that we love August D and that we like to listen to his work, his projects. They're so very proud of their work and they want to give it to us. And the fact that we could download a lot of it for free, that's their gift to us. Did they spend their money and time making the songs? Oh yes, they did. Did they spend their money and time making their MVs? Certainly they did. That was not cheap. That was not inexpensive. There's no lack of meaning and purpose in that. It's very meaningful what they did, and they gave it to us for free, you guys. And how we can show our love, one of the ways, because there are so many ways we can show our love to BTS, is showing them that we enjoy it by viewing it, by listening to it, and by having the time that we spend with their work, with their songs, and with their MVs, actually counting. It shows, you know, Billboard, and it shows YouTube, and it shows the world that we love them so much and that we're enjoying what they're giving. We're enjoying the tunes that they're putting out. We're enjoying the clever lyrics, the clever writing, the ideas, the messages in their songs. We're enjoying their styling and their, you know, the props and the fashion and the whole layout, you know, the set for the MVs. It's showing that we really love and appreciate that. So we're watching it and we're streaming it and we're listening to it. And so many armies kept on saying, for Hobie's birthday, let's do this. Let's make sure. So here is at PAYALDAS, Payal Das. I don't know who this person is, but they're in Twitter. On the 8th of January, Hobie's birthday is near, so keep streaming his songs with B and Dynamite. Let's gift him 1 billion views on his birthday. Armies didn't really know what to do because one army can't speak for everyone else, you know? one group of armies or one organization of armies cannot speak for all of us. So people were just kind of making these lists of goals and spreading it around, retweeting it, sharing it, telling people this is how many listens we want to reach. And this person said, let's do 1 billion views on his birthday. Dynamite wasn't even in the list that I read to you before. Doesn't mean Dynamite's not important, but that person that made that list, or the people that made that list, they put a number on how many times they felt that we should reach the viewing and the listens to J-Hope's specific songs. Hobie gave us Blue Side, and that's amazing because it came out around his birthday. Other people embroidered sunflowers for Hobie's birthday. Other people gave things to armies or gave things to people. It is so cool, though, how people did things for BTS, but didn't need to send them to BTS, didn't need to spend money to ship things to BTS. People were able to put their money or their time or their volunteerism or their thoughts and their efforts into planting trees for Namjoon, for example, along the Han River or somewhere. I don't remember where the Namjoon's little trees forest went. I don't know where that is, but it's like 200 trees were planted by armies. And there were people in New York that were donating coats and scarves and food. It's just people that want to help other people. Humans that want to make someone's life better, someone's life safer, more enjoyable, more comfortable, more meaningful. I really love the time of any BTS member's birthday. I wish I could spend more time with it. I really do. A lot of people made cakes, even though J-Hope couldn't eat the cakes himself. They still made cakes and showed it to other armies, so that's really cool. Someone painting their army bomb into Hope World. Just being inspired by these guys. One in an Army. Let me read that, because that's a charity project. I'm following them, so this might be the one. Yes, this is the one that was helping unwed mothers. So it's called Kumpha. In honor of Yoongi's birthday, sorry I'm skipping back and forth from Hobie to Yoongi, but since Yoongi's birthday was more recently, I'd really like to start focusing on talking about what happened with his birthday, what armies did for his birthday. Kumpha supports unwed mothers who face discrimination and provides various support programs, such as counsel, food, shelter, financial, medical needs, to help raise their children. And there's a donation link. Okay. This is very dear to my heart because I am a single mother. I was wed at one point for a short time. I was married long enough to have my two kids, but I've been single for a long time too, and I've been raising my boys mostly alone. So it says, hashtag Kumpha with Yoongi in support of unwed mothers. They hold camps for each major holiday in Korea. Oh, it's in Korea. Okay. In order to provide family environments for moms and children during holiday seasons. Oh, that is really, really, really meaningful. That is so touching. Because sometimes you just, like, you're working so hard. You're this mother, and there's nothing you wouldn't want to give to your kids. Like, you want to be able to give them everything, but you can't. There's times that kids want a piece of candy, and you have to say no. Or they might ask for a bike or a toy, and you have to say no. They want to go to their friend's house, but maybe there's no time because you just have to, I don't know, they go to school and then you pick them up and then you go to your next job. Maybe you have to take your kids with you. I've had to do that. I've had to take my kids to jobs with me, and it's not easy. And as well, there have been Christmases where I didn't know how I was going to give my kids even one gift. Someone always seems to come through in that instance, even if it's a small gift, it's still something that shows me that I'm not lost and I'm not alone and that I'm not forgotten. Well, I'm not exactly in that situation right now. You know, I can't spend a lot of money at Christmas, and for me, Christmas is more about the giving and the thoughts and service, doing things for people. And I'm trying to teach my kids that as well, but you know, kids still like to be spoiled at Christmas, and parents like to spoil their children at Christmas. Or I can't speak for every parent, but I know that's a lot of us would like to spoil our kids or just shower gifts on them and give them everything they could ever want and need. But you know what? Needs come before wants, and there are a lot of unwed mothers, and it looks like this is in Korea. It's Korean Unwed Mothers Families Organization. That's Kumpha. Oh, I wish I could have been part of this. It started as a Naver cafe, and then expanded to an offline monthly meeting where moms can participate in educational lectures and exchange information. They need information. They need to be able to know what resources are available for them to help continue helping them raise their children, to give them what they need. Kumfa's vision is a society where unwed mothers can raise their children without discrimination. So, okay, I'm just going to share. There is a person, she's not Korean, she's Vietnamese, actually. And what she told me is that when she and her husband had their baby, well, when their baby became eight months old, her husband decided to abandon her and their child, and she divorced him. I don't know if he wanted to abandon her and still stay married to her. I didn't get that information from her. We're not extremely close, but for some reason she decided to share this with me once, and my son is friends with her son, and that's how I know about the situation. But she's in a family of sisters, and she told me that her sisters discriminated against her and her son because she became an unwed mother, because she became a single mother, and because she had to work hard to give him what he needed, and she didn't have the support of his father anymore. And so I don't know what kind of a feeling comes with that, because my family didn't treat me that way when I became divorced, you know, when I became a single mother. But she said that her sisters even, they said, "We don't want our children playing with your boy because you're not married, because he doesn't have a father. So we don't want his cousins to grow up with him. He's different." And that's discrimination. And that hurts. That is terrible. That is deep. But this organization here that gathered, or, you know, hashtag on Yoongi's birthday and around his birthday, it's oneinanarmy.org, okay? You can find them on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. And just the donation link, I'm really hoping that it was used a lot, that there were a lot of donations given. It says that this one tweet here, it was pinned, and it was 6 days ago, you know, in coming up on Yoongi's birthday, because it wasn't March 9th yet. It was retweeted 7,069 times. There are 229 comments on it. 10,000.8 loves or likes on it. Okay, and then we have, there's an India group. They plan to feed 100 needy people to celebrate the birthday of members J-Hope and Suga. So this leads you to kpophiindia.com, where you get to read the article and see some of the pictures of people donating, putting food in boxes and things. So I wanted to recognize them. And then it says, this is great here. It says, "For Min Yoongi's birthday and with it being TB Awareness Month, on behalf of South African Army, we have made a donation to @TBHIVCare, who help empower communities to be free of TB and HIV. So this one is very medically, you know, health-minded, and they have made a donation. That's beautiful. We have in Russia, Russian-speaking armies raised $1,720 for an organization that works to protect women from domestic violence. I'm getting really choked up. I'm getting really touched. Happy birthday, Min Yoongi. We love you very much. Oh, and they even had the hashtag Our Music Yoongi. Hashtag Our Music Yoongi. That is beautiful. And if I click on that, there's a picture. It shows mothers. It shows some people. It says, "Happy birthday, yours, Consortium of Women's Non-Governmental Associations, 8th of March, 2021. One in an Army." You guys, I just want to encourage you, if you're on Twitter, to follow them. Really, please follow them. They're retweeting all of these charity projects, all of these wonderful, beautiful volunteer and service things. Here's a campaign. Looks like Peru. It says here, "Army in Peru raised money for cancer patients on behalf of BTS tweet Yoongi." That is so touching. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. That's so touching. If I click on show this thread, I might see more. Then there are people that are translating it into other languages so that everybody can read what happened. and what people are doing, and then people are sharing like the crying, blowing your nose emoji and the purple heart, and they're saying, thank you for this beautiful project. Gracias por este hermoso proyecto. Oh, this is so beautiful. Qué bonito proyecto, la verdad, recién me entero, me hubiera gustado participar, pero lo importante es que se realizó. Felicitaciones, Armies. Suga estará feliz, estoy segura. That is so beautiful. Oh my goodness. So, that translates to, with Google Translate, what a nice project. The truth is that I just found out I would like to participate, but the important thing is, congratulations, Army. Suga will be happy, I'm sure. It's something like that, even if it's not a direct translation. Oh, it's beautiful. This one looks like Portuguese. I can't read it, but I can see. How did they celebrate his birthday? Let me see if I can translate it just a little bit. They donated $13,000! Whew! BTS fans donated $13,000 to an institution that offers mental health care in Spain. Is that Spain? Where is this? I don't know where it is, guys. I'm sorry. It's definitely a Latin language. Oh, that's so cool. In celebration, action was made in celebration of the birthday of Minyoongi, a member known by the stage name Suga. He said, okay, in his VLive, when he came to us in VLive, for me, it was about 8 or 8:30 on March 8th at night. And he said something like, I fell asleep reading your guys' messages in Twitter. I'm sure he saw some of these. I am sure he saw some. Okay, going back to Kumpha. One in an army charity, they tweeted yesterday, together you raised at least $30,800. This does not include all PayPal donations. Your donations will support unwed mothers. Oh, of course the fundraiser will stay open even if we don't promote it anymore. Oh my word. Oh my goodness, that is so touching. Okay. If I'm able, because the way that this app set up, if I'm able, I'm going to put the links to this donation in the show notes. And I guess I'm going to probably have to go into Apple Podcasts and put it in there separately if I can. Whew. Okay. I shouldn't have put on makeup today if I know I was going to cry. I have mascara and I don't want it to burn my eyes. this Kumpha was donated, tweeted about a lot. So if you're not on Twitter, you might not even hear about this. I want to share this with you because I know a lot of you are mothers. I know a lot of you are women. And I'm sure some of you are unwed or single mothers and could use the help from time to time. And unfortunately, you know, people's dollar can't go and help everybody. But when you hear about it, everyone who hears about it, if your heart is in the right place, that can help you somehow, because it's like that sweet medicine to your soul, that sweet medicine to your being. And even if you don't have the money donated to you and you need help, somehow I'm really hoping that the news of what these armies are sharing is uplifting you in some way. I'm really hoping that you feel comforted and encouraged. Even if you're a single mother and you don't have much, or you don't have what you need, you don't have enough, even if there's nobody who has made an organization for you and you just feel lost and alone and like you don't have anyone you can count on, if you don't know where your next meal is going to come from, or if you're scared you might not survive the next storm or something, you know, hopefully if you're listening to this podcast, hopefully you're able to feel some kind of hope and some comfort from these armies that are sharing this for other mothers. So, unwed mothers in Korea, I hope the best for you. And I really hope that this organization and the donations that armies who are concerned about you and care about you and also love Yoongi, that care about him and they wanted to show you, I'm talking to you that are going to benefit from this organization and from the donations, they wanted to show Yoongi that they care about humans and that they're good people and that they care about others and that BTS inspires that. We wouldn't do it if we didn't feel inspired. We wouldn't do it if we didn't feel loved and encouraged by BTS. I mean, we might do it anyway if we're good people, yes, but we wouldn't maybe spread it around and talk about it as much. But because BTS is so huge on social media, and one of the most tweeted about, right? Aren't they the most tweeted about for like, what, 2 or 3 years in a row now? Top social artist? That means that more people are going to hear about this kind of organization. That means that more people are going to help single mothers. That's huge, you guys. So if Yoongi's on Twitter and he's reading this, and he's got that little hyperlink, he can click translate to Korean if he doesn't know what it says, because it's written in Portuguese or Italian or, you know, Tagalog. He can click on it and it will tell him at least a main idea of the post and what it's about. And he can sit there and he can just think, people are doing this because they love me. People are doing this because it's my birthday and they want to give me a gift. I'm smiling, but I'm crying. And he fell asleep reading these. I know he spends time in Twitter. We know that. Before his V-Lives, before his KKUL, Honey FM, you know, the voice-only V-Lives that he did during the pandemic in 2020. Last spring and summer, when he brought a member of BTS on to be featured in the story time and do the voice acting, you know, with the reading of the stories, the three little pigs and the tiger and the mother and children in the tree, whatever that was, and the turtle. I don't know, I think there was a rabbit and a turtle. Anyway, all those stories and all those lives, he said, I read your questions and I read your comments and I wanted to share some of those that I read. And he had them printed out, I guess, on papers and stuff. Like, we got to see a picture of him afterwards, after the V-Lives, right? And he took a picture with each member. And sometimes we got to see what they were doing. So with Taeyong, I think it was Taeyong, I can't remember. He did like a draw something kind of a thing. Isn't that right? So like Taeyong would be like, oh, this thing is, it's got four legs and it's really big. It's really tall. It's really loud. It's loud when it's sleeping and stuff like that. And Yoongi, I don't know if he was drawing what he was hearing Taeyong say. I think that's how it went, because it seems like they took a picture of their drawings afterwards. So they're just playing these games, and it's really fun to hear that. If you haven't gotten into V Live and you're wondering if you should or not, hopefully something like that will tell you that you should, because it's enjoyable, it's meaningful, it's touching. Okay, you guys, I'm gonna go on. This project is called A Tree Called Minyoongi. Woo! By Worldwide Suga Funds, 2 days ago. It says, I encourage to do this project because this NGO not only offers you to adopt a tree, it also offers to help be part of protect biodiversity, reverse the climate crisis, or protect water and more. So if I click on that post, it's blurring out people's names, but it says, it's like a receipt, and it's showing that someone purchased a tree. Tree at savingtheamazon.org. Let's see, Daniel Gutierrez, director and the foundation of Saving the Amazon. That's really cool. I don't know what NGO means. Sorry, guys. You probably do, but I don't. Every 6 months for 3 years, you receive a follow-up photo so you can see the growth of your tree. And you can choose the name that you want to plant, or the name that you want to give this tree to. And you plant it with the name of that person. So people gave trees to Minyoongi and planted it to save the Amazon. Oh boy, Iranian armies, we raised 3,270,000 toman. I don't know what that means. It's a dollar amount. Some kind of dollar, you know, currency. for our birthday campaign for J-Hope and Shugo to help neglected children via at MERAFARIN.org. Mera Farin org, maybe? Thank you so much to everyone who donated and spread the word. I click on this and it shows a picture of Hobie doing finger hearts and Yoongi pointing. And it says, celebrating Yoongi and Hobie's birthdays. Sorry, Yoongi and Hoseok's birthdays. In celebration of their birthdays, our base started a charity campaign to raise money to help neglected children. With the donations that Iranian armies kindly made, we were able to raise this much money in the span of 1 month. This sum was donated to the charity in hope of making life better, even a little bit, for these children, just like how BTS did for us. We wish to thank everyone who donated to our campaign and also those who supported us by promoting our project. Finally, we wish Hoseok and Yoongi a very happy birthday. Twitter at IR Purple Ocean. Oh my goodness. Okay, and it goes further. It says Mera Farin is a charity institution with a mission to support and enable neglected and deprived children, especially those who are the victims of child labor. This organization aims to help these children become independent, literate adults. Oh, teaching them to read and write with high self-esteem. That is huge. That is what a person needs. This institute provides these children and their families with financial and non-financial support and walks by them on their way to growth and regaining self-esteem. That is huge. You don't even have to be a deprived child to have an unhealthy self-esteem or to feel like you don't like yourself. That's something I talk about, is we want to like ourselves. We want to love ourselves. BTS talks about it. I'm not very good at it yet. It is so easy for me to say mean things about myself and to myself. To my face, if I look in the mirror, it's really, really easy to tear myself down, to say, wow, I really don't like my hair. I don't like my eyes. I don't like my skin. Like, it is so easy. It's harder to love yourself. It's harder to be kind to yourself. But I'm not a deprived child, you know? I still might have some self-esteem that I need to gain back. Regaining self-esteem, that's what these children are going to get. And I love that it says, we walk by them on their way to growth and regaining self-esteem. And it's not just helping the children, it's helping their families. Oh, my goodness. I'm getting exhausted reading these, but it's so amazing. The Worldwide Shugo Funds also retweeted, it's a pleasure to announce for the project, you are the most special to me. The established goal was $500, and they actually raised $650 instead. It's called Feed the Children. Wow. Worldwide Shugo Union. Worldwide Shugo Funds. And there are links, and it's showing, welcome to the campaign, you're the most special person to me, Yoongi Birthday Project 2021. Oh, with a link to donate, that is amazing. It is so great. It says Bangtan, Sonyeondan, and Feed the Children. This came from there, I guess. So, you guys, there's so much more. There's another one in Peru to support families who take care of endangered river turtles. So it's saying Yoongi is now a guardian of the turtles. It's huge. There's so many things you can do. It's amazing. You know what? Someone bought a piece of land, 1 acre on Mars for Yoongi. And they got the deed to the land and they showed it on Twitter. That is amazing. That I would have never expected something like that. Does he need a piece of land on Mars? No, he doesn't need it. Is he going to use it? Probably not. But did someone want to give it to him? And do they have love in his heart? Excuse me, their hearts for him? Absolutely. people are not just trying to outdo other people. They're just trying to be creative. They're trying to see what they can do to make a difference. They're trying to see what they can do to show their love for a person who just happens to be a celebrity, just happens to be a millionaire, just happens to be an idol, a producer. He's in his 20s. He is, you know, a normal, regular human being who used his talent and skills to follow his dreams, to fight hard and work hard for the things he wanted. He's not done yet, but he achieved and gained his dreams and goals mostly. And people love him, and he deserves to be loved. Not only is he kind and caring and generous and wise, but he's a cutie pie, right? Is he just cute? No, he's extremely handsome. Is he just handsome? No, he's also beautiful. But it's his whole soul and his heart and his spirit that's also beautiful. It's not just that he's great to look at. It's not just that he's photogenic, that he takes handsome, sexy, or hot pictures. No, he is a person first. He's a human. He's a man. He's someone's brother, someone's son, someone's cousin, possibly someone's uncle, someone's best friend. Obviously, there's seven of them, right? So he's six other guys' best friends. Plus, he has his own friends or whoever he associates with. Plus, you know, Songduk. I don't know the names of all of the producers and the choreographers and stuff, but they're like, they're his youngs, you know, they're his big brothers, they're his loved ones too. PD Bong, he is very special to every BTS member. What a great guy. And he saw a vision. He put these guys together. He saw a vision. He saw each one of these guys when they were very young and knew they were going to be something special together. He didn't know they were going to reach all these goals, but I'm sure he believed in them and believed that he could. We need to make a podcast episode all about Mr. Bong Ji-hyuk, okay? Because he is so cool, so inspired, and so compelling. He put together TXT, right? And he put together Enhypen. Well, with the help of others that he trusts, with the help of producers, with the help of vocal coaches, with the help of many, many people. We just love him. Oh, we love Big Hit. Thank you so much to the staff. Thank you so much to the BTS members' families. Thank you to their parents, their siblings. Thank you to their teachers who had some kind of influence on them. Because here we are loving Hobi, loving Suga, loving every single member. On their birthday, before their birthday, on their birthday, during their birthday, after their birthday, and we're spreading it around in a place called Twitter. Hopefully it's also in YouTube and TikTok and Snapchat. I don't really use TikTok or Snapchat yet. Well, I use it, but not much. I'm not active there, but, like, you know, people want to share good news. People want to share something that's positive, something that's encouraging, something that helps you to feel emotions, good emotions. Love, peace, excitement, hope, comfort, you know, the feeling that things are going to be okay. And thanks to these armies who spent their time in Twitter or wherever they spent it, spreading it around, spreading the good news, spreading those links, the donation links, and updating us on how they did. Did they reach their goal or not? Are they going to be able to help someone or not? Thanks to those people and everyone who donated. Now some unwed mothers, some deprived children, some sick people, you know, the recipients of the donations are now going to have their life be a little bit better in some way. Now, I would caution when you're looking through, if you're seeing donation links and stuff, just like other movements, just like Black Lives Matter and other movements, you really need to be careful what the organization is, where it's coming from, what's the fundraiser, because some fundraisers, I don't know exactly which ones, I can't tell you, but some fundraisers will give all the money to the people who are running the fundraiser and nothing or barely nothing to the people that they are saying they're going to give it to. Does that make sense? So thankfully, the unwed mothers in Korea, I believe strongly that they are going to receive that money. I don't think that money is going to go towards the people who were tweeting about it. I can only hope and guess that people are so inspired by BTS that they're doing it out of the goodness of their hearts because they just want to. I know there are a lot of armies who are using their own money to make things and design things and set things up. Like armies in the UK, I heard a podcast where a couple of the armies in the UK, the ones that set up the Wembley surprise for BTS with the banners and with playing part of Young Forever at the end of their concert, I know that some of those armies bought bus tickets for other armies and met with them, and they became friends with armies who didn't have another army to connect with. So let's say I'm living in Liverpool and I've got like 20 or 30 armies around me and we're friends. And then there's someone way out in, I don't know other places in London, I'm sorry, in Leeds or somewhere else. I have heard things like Nottingham, however you say it, Derbyshire, different places. I don't know if that's just Jane Austen world or what. But there are places where there's only one army or two armies, or they don't know how to meet with each other. They don't know how to connect. The people who are running the UK Twitter page, I believe it is, for armies, they've made an organization that will help other armies connect with each other so that an army doesn't have to feel alone and feel like, I'm here and I'm loving BTS all by myself and no one else in my life understands. No one else can even fathom, why do I care? Why do I care about this K-pop music? Why do I care about these guys, these Asian guys? Why am I going crazy, you know, over a new song or a new picture or a new MV or whatever? People don't know, and if they don't know and they don't understand, then there's no way they're going to really get it. You know, they're not going to respect it. They're not going to, you know, they're just not going to nod their head and say, I get it, I understand, if they're not into it themselves. You can have those people who are like, oh yeah, that's nice for you. That's great for you that you've found something that you enjoy. I'm happy for you. Good job. Or you can be like, well, they're not my thing, but I can see that you love them a lot. And I'm really so happy for you that you get to go to their concert or that you get to buy their CDs or that you even get to meet them at iHeartRadio or other things. Like, there's just a wide range of people who don't get BTS or don't care or don't want to, or they've tried them out and they don't really see the hype, but they can be nice to those of us that love them. They don't have to make us feel discriminated against. They don't have to judge us. They can be like, oh yeah, I'm happy for you. You found something that you're into. You found something you enjoy. Good. Good job. But unless you're in it, unless you're in ARMY, unless you're in the family, unless you really have gone deep and you have embraced BTS and you understand who they are and what they're about, you're just not going to get it. You're not going to understand why someone wants to buy an acre of land on Mars in the name of Min Yoongi and put his name on the deed and give it to him. I don't know if they're going to mail it to his company. I don't know if he'll ever see it and touch the deed, you know, in person. I don't know if maybe it's a digital thing only. I don't know how much it costs. But I know that he spent his time in Twitter looking at some of the things that people said and passed around and did for his birthday. And so I know that we've made him happy. I know we've made him happy. He wants other people to be helped. So does Hobie. So do every single one of the members, especially Jimin, my goodness, Jimin and Namjoon. Every single one of these members, and Taeyong, how sweet he was when it wasn't even his birthday, but here he is in Weverse helping an army's grandpa get the blood donation that they need to stay alive or to thrive or to get healed, to recover from whatever is going on. And they're just amazing people. They're good people. BTS, they are good, good, genuine, true, good people. Their character cannot be questioned. It just can't be. And they're raised by good people. None of them grew up with this, you know, really bad home life or anything. They were all raised with love. Mothers who cooked for them. Mothers and fathers who taught them how to be good humans with good character. And even if they didn't get the best grades in school in every single subject, each one of the guys, they'll often joke about it now. You know, that doesn't matter because they are good people. They are good people. And here they are sharing their goodness with us through music and dance, through their variety show, Run BTS, through the sponsorships that they take on. You know, they're not going to be representatives or ambassadors for something they don't believe in, so they're not going to ever, you know, promote something that's negative or unhealthy or scary or insulting. They're always going to be promoting good things. Fila, I don't know where they're from. Is it Sweden? I don't know. So sorry that I'm not as knowledgeable as some of those people out there. A lot of you listening to this, you know exactly where the companies are from. I'm sure you know exactly the websites and how much these items cost and all that. And I would love to support BTS in that way, but I'm not able to do everything that I would like to do. But Fila is a good company. They're giving people attire and accessories, and BTS wants to promote them, and they're wearing their comfortable clothes. They're wearing their comfy, trendy, whatever clothes, and a lot of other things too. Like, I don't know, Samsung, I don't know if there's like watches, or there was cologne at one point. I don't know what else. I mean, I think it would be so, so cool if a piano making company would ask BTS to be their ambassador, and if we got to have like a full ad of any of the BTS members or all of them playing the piano, that would be so awesome. That would be so cool. Or guitars. Like if a guitar maker or a guitar company wanted to be like, hey, BTS, you know, those of you who know how to play the guitar, let's make a video of you playing the guitar and the rest of you can be sitting around singing to it or dancing around or what, you know. But they only promote things that they believe in, and they promote good things. And they're, but besides that, even if they weren't an ambassador for any brand, even if they weren't sharing ice cream or soda or skincare or makeup or suits or anything like that, Samsung phones, etc., Hyundai, even if they, Hyundai, right? Even if they were not, I don't know how to say that, I apologize, promoting those things, they're still good people. They're promoting goodness and kindness. They're promoting love, loving other people, loving yourself, letting stuff go. Don't hold on to grudges. Don't hold on to anger and hate. Don't judge someone because their skin or their face or their body or anything looks different than you, or they sound different than you, or they act different than you. Don't be rude and mean and cruel and heartless to people. They're just promoting the opposite of all of that. They're promoting love. I'm giving this to you guys unedited for the most part because I just wanted to talk about their birthdays. I love them so much. I love Minyoongi. He is my bias, okay? And I'm okay to have a bias. It's, what am I saying? I am allowed to have a bias. It's all right. But I love all of the members. I am OT7. I love them so much. Every single one of them has made me cry and laugh and just like sighing, like, oh, they're so adorable. They're so precious. They are so valuable to us. They are so, they're irreplaceable. There's nobody else that could be fitting into BTS and take one or two guys away. No, that doesn't work. BTS is all seven of the guys. Okay. That's all of them. And they're together. They're a unit. They're a team. They're a family. They are bonded. And BTS is ARMY and ARMY is BTS. And we are in their family and they are in our family and we love them. We're all just doing our best. If you don't feel like you were able to do anything to really celebrate Yoongi's or Hobi's birthday, please don't be discouraged, because if you had the desire but you weren't able to, a desire is enough. It's okay. Maybe you'll be able to do it next year. Maybe you'll be able to do it in 5 years. Maybe you can do it in a couple months. Maybe you're not in a situation where you could spend money or time or attention on doing something to honor BTS and to pay it forward towards another human, to help another person in the name of BTS members. And that's okay. If you had the desire in your mind and in your heart and you wanted to, even if you couldn't, that's enough and it's okay. So don't feel bad about it. Please just celebrate with us and enjoy it. Keep on streaming Shadow. Keep on streaming Ego. Listen to it. Watch it. Listen to August D. Listen to Daydream. Listen to Peace of Peace. Listen to all the songs. Blue Side. You know, everything that they've done. All the collabs. Show them that you love them by just being a good person, paying it forward. If you can, I mean, even if it's just to be nice to someone, just smile at them, to open the door for somebody, or to let someone go in line in front of you at the store. If BTS inspires you, if they make you feel like you appreciate life more and you appreciate being alive and you appreciate other people more, show that by being a good person and by continuing to treat others the way that they should be treated, no matter who they are, no matter what their status is. I just want to let you guys know that I'm thankful for you. I'm glad that you came here to listen. This has been Begin the Search. My name is Kay with Kathos Media. I'm in Twitter.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I just wanted to say I didn't mean to single anyone out just by talking mostly about Yoongi and his birthday, but since that was the birthday that was the closest when I recorded the podcast, I went ahead and mostly talked about him and what ARMYs did for his birthday. But if you go to Twitter or you go to Google, you will be able to find a huge treasure chest full of amazing, selfless, warm-hearted, beautiful, and generous things that people have done in tribute and in honor or celebration of each of the BTS members' birthdays over the last few years. And forgive my voice, I'm a little bit scratchy and sneezy today. I think I'm having some springtime allergies coming on. But I did a little search in Twitter. I searched, what did ARMYs do for Hobi's birthday? And it came up with all these things like donating blankets and reconstructing a hospital in his name, collecting money for the elderly in, we say Tanzania over here, but maybe it's Tanzania. I'm not sure how you say that. But they collected money to help the elderly women to have better mental health and to be able to have group sessions where they can teach them about finance and self-care and other things. A group raised or donated $12,000 to help child abuse victims. And I think that was in Korea, but I'm not totally sure. So I wanted to let you know that I did look it up after the fact, after I recorded most of this podcast, because I wanted you guys to know I'm not a solo stan. I don't only love Suga from BTS. I love all of the members, and I encourage us all to love them all and to remember that BTS is not BTS without all seven members. No matter who's injured or out for a meeting or out because they're sick or whatever the reason is, BTS is all seven members, no matter what, no matter what they're all doing. I had only had the idea to talk more about the BTS members' birthdays. I didn't think of it before Hobi's birthday, so I didn't think of it in time to record around his birthday. And I didn't want to make this episode even longer. Hopefully it meant something to you guys. It meant something to me. So I'm really happy that I was able to come and talk about it. And I just wanted to invite you guys, if you ever want to talk for a little bit, you know, it's actually really easy in this app. I'm able to just send a link to you. And if you click on the link, you can put any name in that you want. We could record together. We could make a podcast episode together. It's as easy as making a phone call, except we don't share our phone numbers and we don't have to share email addresses. There is a space with the link. There's a space to put in your email address, but that's just optional. And you don't even have to use your real name. You could make up something. You could call yourself Mint Choco. You could call yourself anything. So I just want to wrap it up here, but thank you guys so much for coming to listen, and I appreciate you tons. I haven't been able to lay out the episodes and create them in such a way that there becomes a certain format, but I am going to move toward that kind of a thing, so I will be able to bring you something more predictable. Again, most of these episodes are not monetized. I'm not receiving anything for them, so it's fun for me. It's enjoyable. It's an outlet for me to be able to express myself and to be a fan as much as I want to be. And I'm actually toning it down quite a bit because I could really go crazy. I could really go all out getting very enthusiastic, talking about BTS and gushing about them and raving about them. But I haven't done that. I've kept it pretty calm so far. But I want to bring more energy to the podcast. So whether that's my energy or whether I'm able to interview other people or have more conversations, let me know if you want to collab with me, whether you have a podcast or a YouTube channel, whether you have a Twitter that you're really proud of, and we could talk about BTS. I do have some interview questions already ready. I have some games to play. I know people are out there listening to the podcast. It's actually being listened to quite a lot. And I'm not, I just don't know who you all are, because people aren't commenting on it. They're not leaving reviews necessarily, but I know it's getting listened to. If you want to join me, please do. You know, send me a message in Twitter, comment on any of my tweets, and just let me know if you would like to join me to talk about BTS. I would be thrilled. That would be really exciting. And we have a little bit of time because they're not right in the middle of a comeback or promotions right now. So go ahead and let me know if you want to talk, and we can share our voices and our feelings for BTS with other armies. That would be so amazing. So, okay guys, take care. Stay healthy. Do your best in everything that you possibly can do. Give yourself permission to be human, because we're all human, so we're not perfect. And allow yourself to learn and grow from your experiences without tearing yourself down. Give yourselves more credit. I need to do this as well. And just like Jin says when he wakes up in the morning, he says, "Seokjin, you handsome guy, what are we going to do with you today?" Like, he just talks himself up to be able to prepare for the day and to give himself a compliment. I think that we should all find something that we can do to give ourselves a compliment and to be kind and thoughtful to ourselves, because we have a heart and we have feelings, and if no one else is giving us feedback except us, or if no one's giving us positive feedback, we need to be the one that is giving us positive feedback. So I encourage us all to do that. And again, this has been Begin the Search. I am a Korean fan. What was I going to say? I was going to say I'm a Korean. No, I'm not. I'm not a K-ARMY. I am a fan of Korean music and K-dramas. And I really want to learn the language so badly, because I want to be able to listen to BTS music and other of my groups, my favorite group's music, as well as watching K-dramas without having the subtitles on. That's my dream right now, besides, of course, being able to see BTS live, in concert, in person, whatever I can see of them. Well, I'll tell you a little bit more about me and my life sometimes through the episodes, but right now I really wanted to celebrate Yoongi and mention, of course, Hobi, but since his birthday was more than a month ago, I really wanted to celebrate Yoongi. So take care, everybody. Please take care and enjoy your life. Enjoy your week. Enjoy your day. Be kind to yourself. I hope we can all be happy.